Joel, chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh comes, it is near at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong there has not ever been the like, neither will be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devours in front of before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden in front of them, and behind them is a desolate wilderness, yes, and nothing will escape them. The appearance of them is like the appearance of horses, and like horsemen, so will they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains will they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble. Like a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people will be much pained. All faces will gather blackness. They'll run like mighty men. They will climb the wall like men of war. And they will march everyone on his ways, and they will not break their ranks. Neither will one thrust another. They will walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword they will not be wounded. They will run to and fro in the city. They'll run upon the wall. They'll climb up on the houses. They'll enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth will quake before them. The heavens will tremble. The sun and the moon will be dark, and the stars will withdraw their shining. And Yahweh will utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, because he is strong that execute his word. For the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? For this reason also now, says Yahweh, you turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and tear your heart and not your garments, and turn to Yahweh your Elohim, because he's gracious and merciful. He's slow to anger, and he's of great kindness, and repents him of the evil. Who knows if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, a meat offering and a drink offering to Yahweh your Elohim. Roll the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare your people, O Yahweh, and give not your heritage to reproach, that the heathen would rule over them. Wherefore should they say amongst the people, where is their Elohim? Then will Yahweh be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yes, Yahweh will answer and say to his people, look, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you will be satisfied with it. And I will no more make to you a reproach amongst the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and I will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his stink will come up, and his ill odor will come up, because he's done great things. Do not fear, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Yahweh will do great things. Do not be afraid, ye beasts of the field, because the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree bears her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh your Elohim, because he's given you the former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain as before. And the floors will be full of wheat, and the vats will overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you will eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahweh your Elohim, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people will never be ashamed. And you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh your Elohim, and none else. And my people will never be ashamed. And it will come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun will be turned to darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes. And it will come to pass that whoever will call upon the name of Yahweh will be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem will be deliverance, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh will call. End of chapter.